fight. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this absolutely terrific Tuesday, April 22nd, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Short little story I want to get into. The donor class. You know, the big mega rich people in the state of Michigan, the DeVos family. Well, according to the Department of State, Jocelyn Benson's office, Bureau of Elections, they acknowledged that they are investigating a complaint made against a political action committee backed by the DeVos family used to fund Grand Rapids City Commission races. The complaint filed by Wesley Wilson back in December alleges the Fund for Safe, Clean, and Healthy GR received contributions and spent money in 2024, but they failed to report them until the end of the year report, eventually filing it in January of 2025. The goal was to fill out everything as zero until the Secretary of State notices, or that they basically got reported, so they could run out the clock before the election and claim it's a bug using this loophole in the Secretary of State's quarterly filing reports so that automatic late fees would not be applied, thereby avoiding both of them, Wilson wrote in his complaint. He said this pop-up pack, quote-unquote, with a similar name, had tested out the theory during the 2022 election. They did not want the voters to know who was funding these efforts. They even bragged about it openly and kept using this loophole. This is crazy, the complaint stated in the letter. From April 10th, repeats the exact same claims. Well, the campaign finance website indicated that the PAC indeed spent advertising money on Dean Pacific, John Krajewski, Alicia Marie Belchak, who all ran for Grand Rapids City Commission. Belchak won in a runoff against Pacific for the seat. Well, a response from the PAC claims that the expenditures for July prior to the August primary and October before the November election were indeed nothing, zero. They said there were no contributions made to the PAC until November 21st of 2024. and didn't make any payments or payouts until November 25th of 2024. These show up on the campaign finance website with the correct amounts and the correct dates. Well, the Michigan Department of State spokesperson said they couldn't comment on the state's investigation until the final report was released. So we'll continue to follow this. Did they use a loophole? Or did they follow the law and just simply take advantage of it? So, complaints been filed. Interesting how this pack is being looked at. Short break. Hour number three. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
Have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet? Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
By now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Everybody, welcome back to the show. Second segment, hour number three. Got another story pulled up in Lansing, and it's kind of interesting. It also ties in with Washington, D.C. Has to do with, I believe, George Soros-funded orchestrated protests. Another few thousand protesters showed up on the Capitol lawn this past weekend as part of a series of orchestrated protests across the country. Allegedly, a grassroots-driven entity called 50501. Many of these protests are critical of President Donald Trump and decried the potential cuts to entitlement programs. Others calls for Palestinian state against Israel, women's rights, and or the LGBTQXYZ rights, along with many others. Signs showing Trump is a Nazi. Signs saying that Elon Musk should be deported from the country. All kinds of crazy stuff all over the place. We had one in Bel Air, in the county seat here of Antrim County this past Saturday. Well, the protest follows up on similar gatherings earlier in the spring. Dozens from around the state, hundreds across the country. Now, these rallies, these gatherings, are not pro-Democratic Party. But they're definitely totally against the president and the Republicans. They are outlets for those agitated about something they don't like what's going on in the world, with one unifying factor being that they are ticked off. They're mad. And they're going to make it known to anyone interested in listening. Well, MERS News Service put together some political consultants to get their perspective on things. Are these gatherings being effective? How can the Democrats take advantage of them? What are the Republicans going to do about it? Well, the first question that they posed to the group: are these rounds of protests organized through 50501 and other related gatherings being effective? If so, how so? And if not, how could they be made better? Well, Lori Goldman of Femmes for Dems said she believes they are effective in keeping in front of the public the fact that we're in a constitutional crisis with the current administration in Washington, D.C., and that we can't rely on our elected officials, Democrats or Republicans. To save our democracy and also to attack them for being impotent in many ways, end quote, said Goldman. Okay, Lori, we don't have a democracy. We are a constitutional republic. The word democracy appears nowhere in our founding documents. It's not in the Constitution. It's not in the Bill of Rights. It's not in our Declaration of Independence. The word democracy does not appear in any way, shape, or form as to what our country is. Stop saying save our democracy. We don't have one. So how can you save it? Now, a Republican political consultant, Scott Greenlee, he ran for chair of the Michigan Republican Party, said the answer here is actually twofold. On one hand, the protests are effective in that the media memorializes the protesters' antics to their audience. However, it has limited background on the context. They might look at it and say, wow, look at this, look what's going on. Media might cover it as an actual news story. However, the protests are ineffective because they won't result in any changes. Maybe it could have an impact in the upcoming 2026 election, but that's a long time away. The average November 2026 voter probably won't even remember these protests. Greenlee continued, "This president has been clear about his goals and what he wants to do. Even those who hate him will say, this is the type of thing he campaigned on." You see, one thing you guys don't remember, when Donald Trump ran for president for the November 5th, 2024 election, he had to go through a primary process. He had to go through a nominating process. He had to get the Republicans to nominate them at their national convention. Donald Trump defeated all of his challengers. He got the nomination. How did he get the nomination? He stated publicly numerous times, on day one, we will start deporting illegals out of America. He ran on it. He said that he was going to bring in a team to clean up the swamp in Washington, D.C. Notice one thing that Donald Trump hasn't been doing this year. He's never used the term drain the swamp. He did it in his first term, but he's not doing it in the second term. You know why? He doesn't want the negative connotation. He's learned from his political advisors, you don't use messaging that creates a negative image as to what you are now part of. When you're the president, you're part of the swamp. So he stopped using it. He's also brought on cabinet members that are doing exactly that. They're draining the swamp in their bureaucratic agencies. Homeland Security, Kristi Noem, Pam Bondi, what she's doing in the Department of Justice, Marco Rubio, what he's doing in the State Department, Pete Hegseth, what he's doing in the Department of Defense, all with input and findings of what Elon Musk and his Department of Government Efficiency has come up with. Now they're looking at potential Ponzi schemes. George Soros training people on how to create these non-governmental organization, NGOs. How they can actually create a non-profit and get it funded through Washington and turn it into an NGO worth billions of dollars that we are funding, the federal government is funding with our taxpayer dollars. Guess what? They're on to them. And they're on to them, and they are absolutely having to go on the offensive about these 50501 protests. I believe that are totally funded by George Soros. So, continuing on with what Greenlee had to say, the president has been clear about his goals and what he wants to do. For those who hate him, this is the type of things he campaigned on. And they're mad as heck that he's doing it, living up to his word. Given the diverse geographic representation at these rallies, political strategists Moreno Taylor said she believes they've been effective in providing folks with an outlet for their frustrations. You want to print up a sign? You want to go attend a rally? You want to yell and scream on a bullhorn? That's fine. People, according to Taylor, says people are finding out that there are others within their community who think and feel the way they do. Think and feel the way they do. Feel. It's all about emotions with these people. Well, Taylor went on to say, the organizer in me always wants to make sure we're capturing not only the energy of the movement, but the data so that it can be harnessed into future campaigns and momentum. I'm always looking at things from a local perspective, and I want to be sure the protests eventually turn into organized actions. Well, another political consultant, I won't use his name, he's the former disgraced drain commissioner from Sheboygan County, says, having been on the scene since 2009, when the Tea Party was in its infancy, I'm seeing some similarities with this new effort that's mostly from the political left. The question is whether this goes from being activism by all the unusual suspects on the left. If we're being honest, they'd be standing at the street corner outside of offices of Republican elected officials no matter what. Whether it's being something more widespread or attracting the kind of people who don't typically get involved in politics. They just want their voices heard. Interesting. Next question. What is the best chance for a united message that could connect with a broader audience? Or is that not even a desirable goal? Well, Scott Greenlee said, if Greenlee was in business of coaching Democrats, he would encourage them to focus on just a couple of things that they feel are wrong or that they're opposed to. Changing direction seemingly every other day won't work, according to Greenlee. The topics they jump from too fast or make too much noise over is stuff that most Americans who say it isn't bad or not even bad at all. For example, California Governor Gavin Newsom said the party has been too woke in recent years. Well, for Taylor's perspective, the Democrat, it's great to see many people active in civic engagement for whatever reason. Even though their unifying message isn't clear, a time when our democracy sits in what can only be described as a constitutional crisis. Okay, Taylor, now you need to learn it. We don't have a democracy. If you don't have a democracy, it cannot be in a constitutional crisis. I think, she goes on to say, the best chance for a unified message could be fiercely protecting the rights and civil liberties granted by the Constitution and the institutions that are currently under attack from these enemies, both foreign and domestic. I think this is probably the best time to discuss campaign finance reforms and get big money out of politics. Well, Greenlee said the issue Republicans face isn't one of protesters finding a unified message, but an issue Democrats faced actually back in the 2010 cycle when they went after the Tea Party. People were mad, but they didn't know exactly where to direct their anger. The Republicans did, and the Republicans won. Interesting story. 50501 protest. Bomb the Hour News Break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, brought to you by Exodus, Faith, Fitness, and